soon to come back here. Uh-huh. And that's why he left us the word for us to pray. Yes. He said men ought to always pray and not to faint. Yes. If you prayed and prayed and seemed like you haven't got an answer, don't stop praying. Yes. The Lord is not. Sometimes people give up just at the point of being blessed. And they miss the blessing because they give up too soon. Amen? Amen? God wants you to be steadfast in your prayer life. And know that when you pray, he will answer your prayer. Amen. That's the key thing to know. Sometimes people are praying, they wondering, well, I wonder if the Lord hear this, or I wonder if the Lord going to do this for me. But when you know who Jesus is, you know his will for your life. Amen? Amen? And you know that he hears your prayers. If you're living right, that's the key thing. A lot of folks want God to hear their prayers, but they ain't living a dime worth of dog meat. Some of their lives is more raggedy than a can of sauerkraut. God ain't hearing you when you don't live right. You can holler all you want. I know the Lord hears me. God ain't paying you no attention. Amen. Somebody else is praying and God is hearing because of them. Amen. God is having mercy on you. God bless you today. Friends, you're listening to that noisy church on the air again. The Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. Our exact location is 2012 Fulton Street. And that's between Howard and Saratoga Avenues in Brooklyn, New York. This is the pastor, Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton. And we're certainly grateful to the Almighty God that he's given us this opportunity to come into your houses, your homes, your cars, your places of business, wherever you might be at this time listening to the sound of my voice. We praise God that he's given us a chance once more again to meet up with you on this radio station or on the internet or whatever way you might be hearing this broadcast. We thank God that we're able to be with you once more again to have church. Church like it used to be. Church like it ought to be. Somebody lift your hand and say glory.
Glory.
Oh yeah. See, they don't have church like that no more. They done got real sophisticated nowadays. Amen. Everybody's lifting their hands and they're holding their hands up before the Lord. And oh Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Real proper and bougie. But when you got the Holy Ghost,
yeah,
and when you got it like the Bible says,
yeah,
somebody said in the Word of God, I think it was Jeremiah, he said, it's just like fire. Church we used to have, and that's the kind of church you'll find right here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. We still carry on like that, like they used to do back in the Bible, back in the days of the early 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s. I think it was around the 90s when everybody started getting sophisticated. A lot of folks started, you know, we don't do all that hollering and screaming no more. We just stand and worship the Lord. Well, you go right ahead and worship him. Amen. But I'm gonna do like Psalms 150 says. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Do you feel like praising God? I said, do you feel like praising God? Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. pushed up. You don't have to be pumped up. Because there's something on the inside will push you up. Give you the unction to praise the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, let's praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Clap your hands and give God a hand of praise. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. I guess by now, if you're just tuning in, I want you to know you're tuning into that noisy church on the air again, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Yeah. And once again, we're right here in Brooklyn, New York. This is the place where we don't mind praising God. Hallelujah. We don't mind giving God the praise because He alone is worthy. We ain't trying to be cute with it. No. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, in these days and times, ain't no time to be cute in praising God. You got to let go and let God. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God bless you now. We're not going to belabor the time. We're moving on in Jesus' name. Remember, we invite you to come and be with us here in service. We're here on Sundays at 12 o'clock noon and also on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. We invite you to come on down here to a church where believes you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. If you can produce the faith, God can produce the miracle. God can do it for you if you just believe in Him. Sometimes you might have gotten bad news. The doctor might have said one thing, but Jesus has another say. And that is, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee of all thy diseases. Some of you today are sick and suffering. Some of you don't know what to do. Some of you are worried about how I'm going to make it through. Why don't you tell Jesus to come on by just for a little while? Stop by and see about you. Tell the Lord to come on and fix what you need fixed. Tell the Lord to come on and take care of what you need taken care of. Some of you have trouble in your home. The devil is raging. The enemy is fighting you tooth and nail. Some of you have witchcraft. Devil and put out on you. But listen, you as the child of God, you ain't got to worry about that. Because greater is He that's within you than he that's within the world. The devil can't do you no harm as long as you're in Christ Jesus. What did the Bible say? No weapon that's formed against thee shall prosper. Oh yeah, the weapon might be formed, but it ain't gonna accomplish what it's been formed to do. Because you belong to Jesus. So you need to tell the Lord, Lord, do it for me one more time. I'm getting ready to pray for you wherever you are under the sound of my voice. If you're sick today, come nigh your radio. Place your hand on the radio. Amen. As a point of contact. And let's believe God. Why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time when Jesus Christ is a healer? Jesus Christ is a deliverer. Jesus Christ is one that can heal all manner of diseases. So why are you sitting there suffering? Other folks are getting healed. Why are you going to an untimely grave when Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly? Let's talk to the Lord today. And let's watch God turn your situation around. Well, Brother Lawrence, I got cancer. God can dry it up. Well, Brother Lawrence, I got a tumor. God can melt it. Well, Brother Lawrence, my blood pressure is very high. God can bring it down. Amen? Amen? Well, Brother Lawrence, I got sugar diabetes. God can get that sugar out of your blood. Well, I'm having a problem with my kidneys, and they're talking about putting me on dialysis. In fact, I've already gone on dialysis. God can get you off of it and heal your kidneys. Heal your liver. Heal your pancreas. All those things that's in your body, Jesus made you, so He certainly know how to fix you up and repair you. Come on now to the radio as we get ready to pray. Lord, do it. Lord, do it for me. Thank you. Jesus, there's so many today that are asking you to solve their problems. So many today don't know what to do. They done been to the doctors, and the doctors done gave them up. The doctors have done everything they can for them, but they're not getting no results. But Jesus, you are a physician. You are the chief physician that can do more than we can ask or think. You're able to heal all manner of diseases. Dear Jesus, some are suffering with all sorts of diseases. Cancer, heart trouble, high blood pressure, kidneys, liver. Oh God, they're suffering with sugar. Lord, they have asthma. We pray right now, whatever that illness is, we come against that condition right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, we command you, take your filthy hands off of these bodies. Loose your hold and come out of here. You lying wonder, we command you to loose here. In the name of Jesus Christ, you foul spirit that's jumped on these people and have made them sick. We come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of Jesus against you right now. You've lost your battle when Jesus went to Calvary. So loose here and come out. Your kingdom must come down in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Jesus, heal all manner of diseases. Whatever the condition is, heal it right now. Lord God, when they go back to the doctors, let the doctors be amazed at what you've done in their life. Let the doctors be amazed that their bodies is healed completely in the name of Jesus Christ. Show your divine power today. Oh God, work miracles in the lives of these people that's listening today. Make them ever bit whole from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. And dear Jesus, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise. And all the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Clap your hands and give the Lord a hand clap. In Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Do it for me. friends, the prayer of faith has been prayed for you. Now it's your job to thank the Lord for your healing. You are healed by the power of God. If you believe it, you'll be able to go back to the same doctor that gave you a bad report. You'll have to change his report because of what the Lord has done in your life. That's what we do. We tell folks, if you believe you're healed, go back to that doctor that gave you a bad report. Go back to him and see what he says. And see that he'll tell you things have changed in your life. There's been many that have been healed of cancer, heart trouble, sugar, diabetes. It all happens here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Why? Because God is doing it. The same Jesus, amen, that walked in Galilee, he's walking here in Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. We invite you to come on down here and be in the service where you can be blessed of the Lord. Somebody clap your hands and give the Lord a hand clap. Now remember, you're listening to services coming to you from Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Amen. Once again, we're located right here in Brooklyn, New York. Our exact location is 2012 Fulton Street, and that's between Howard and Saratoga Avenue, right here in Brooklyn, New York. If you want to get in a church, some of y'all don't belong to nobody's church. You need to get in a church where, amen, you can be taught the word of God, where your faith can be built up and nurtured. Some of y'all just out there just floating around. Where you go to church at? Child, I don't go to nobody's church. I'm just home reading my Bible and praying and just believing the Lord. No, you need to be in church. The Bible said, not forsaking the assembly of yourselves together as the manner of some is. You need to come to church. You need to be under a pastor. If God has not called you to lead, he's called you to follow. That's why he put pastors in the church. And when I say he put pastors in the church, he put true pastors in the church. Not some of these flip-flop flumsies that you hear on the internet and on YouTube and on the television and on the radio. Some of these people ain't a bit more saved than nothing. Because of the life that they're living, because of the things that they're doing, sleeping around, cussing, stealing, swindling folks, that ain't a pastor. God says, I'll give you pastors after my own heart. Amen. A pastor that's under God's heart is going to treat you right. He's going to tell you when you're wrong, even though you might not like it. He's going to tell you anyhow. Amen. He's going to tell you when you're right. Amen? Amen. That's what God has as a real pastor. And if you will come here, you'll find that type of pastor. Because like I tell them here at Exodus all the time, I ain't after your money. Amen. Amen. Don't I tell y'all that?
Amen.
Amen. I tell them in a minute, I ain't after your money. I'm going to tell you what's right. I'd rather tell you what's right and get your soul right. If you don't give a dime, you don't put no money in church, that's all right with me. Long as I'm telling you what's right, how to make it to heaven. That's my main goal, is to get God's people to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. So friends, if you're looking for a church like that, come on over here. We are a church that believes in true holiness. Amen. We believe in holiness and living right. Amen. And doing what thus saith the Lord. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, you can write us. We'd love to hear from you. You can write us. If you're enjoying this program, write us and send us your testimony. Write us and let us know that you're tuning in. And also, if you can, send a donation to help us keep this radio broadcast on this radio station. Now, we're on different radio stations in various parts of the country. Amen. So the station that you're listening to is not the only station that we're on. We're on various places. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, our mailing address is Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Praise the Lord. You can write us if you're making out a check. If you send a donation, make your check out to Exodus Healing Temple, not to Lawrence Casper Staten. Don't make it out to me. Make it out to Exodus Healing Temple and send it off. Amen. If you have Cash App on your phone, you can send your donation via the Cash App. Just send it to $PayExodus. That's $PayExodus. And as soon as you send it off and push the button, we'll have your offering in the church account. Right now, I want you to get your Bibles and go to the 12th chapter of John. That's the 12th chapter of St. John. Praise God. And we want to look there at the 30th verse throughout the 33rd verse. That's St. John, the 12th chapter, the 30th verse through the 33rd verse. And we find these words recorded for our reading. Jesus answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. I mean, you know, God does a lot of things for our own sakes. Not so much for him, but it's for us. A lot of things he tells us not to do, it's for our own sakes. A lot of things he tells us to avoid, it's for our own sakes. He's trying to keep us from having problems. He's trying to keep us from winding up in situations that we can't get out of. But sometimes we find folks is hard-headed. They're going to do what they want to do anyhow. So God says, okay, do what you want to do. Amen. I'll be standing here when you get through and show you the right way to go. Jesus said, not for his sake, but this voice was for their sakes. They had heard when the Lord spoke out of heaven to Jesus and said, I have glorified both, glorified and will glorify it again. Talking about the name. God spoke out and said he had glorified it. Now, the people that stood around heard, they didn't hear what the voice said. They just heard a voice. They didn't know. It was not audible enough for them to understand what was being said. Amen? They thought it was a loud noise or they thought it was thundering. But it was actually an audible voice that Jesus heard. And it said, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Uh-huh. And so Jesus was letting them know this happened for their sakes, those that were standing around. And he went on to say in the 31st verse, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out, and if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. Jesus said, amen, that the judgment of the world was now come. It was getting ready to come by Jesus going up on the cross. All of our sins, all of our wrongdoings, all what Adam put us in, and everything that was wrong in the world, Jesus took it to the cross to get us free from it. Mm-hmm. So he was telling them, so the judgment of the world, in other words, he's telling them, judgment has come, and that judgment is going to be when I hang on the cross. The devil thought he was slick. You know, Satan, sometimes I look at some of the things the devil do, I'm like, don't you ever learn? Ain't you got any kind of sense that you're fighting a losing battle? That you're not going, all these thousands and millions of years, you still ain't give up? You still determined to mess things up? The devil figured that if I can just get Jesus on the cross and cause him to die, then that'll be all over with this Jesus that's going around here talking about he come to save the world. Well, Jesus, that was his purpose of coming here, was to go to the cross because he was the sacrificial lamb of God. Amen? He was the only one that could shed blood, amen, for us to be redeemed. The devil ain't had sense enough to know. If he had any kind of sense, he'd have did all he could to keep Jesus from going to the cross. But by him pushing it and getting Jesus to the cross and had his imps and all and his minions, amen, pushing towards getting Jesus to the cross, he didn't do nothing but just serve the purpose of God. Amen. I want to tell y'all something today while I'm thinking about it, precious heart. Sometimes the enemy will fight you tooth and nail, thinking he's going to thwart what God has for you to do. Not realizing that the more he fights you, the closer he's pushing you to the goal that God has for you. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Sometimes your enemies will come up against you and they'll do everything they can. And they think they're knocking you down. They think they tearing you down. But all in all, they push you that much higher up and make you that much more stronger. And make it so that you're able to do what God would have you to do. The devil thought for sure he had Jesus when he put him on that cross. Mm-hmm. But Jesus had already said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And sure enough, they put Jesus on the cross. The judgment of the world was on the cross with him. Amen. And the Bible tells us, I believe it's over in Colossians, the Bible says he was blotting out the handwritings of the ordinances that was against us. When the law was brought forth, amen, it was brought against us. It couldn't save us. It only showed us our wrongdoings. The law couldn't save nobody. But God put the law in effect because he's a just God. Amen. And he could not condemn nobody without the law. For the Bible even tells us, where there's no law, there's no sin. So even though people were doing wrong, God couldn't condemn them because they had no measuring stick such as the law to match up to. Once the law was given to Moses, now God could be justified in judging people in the sins that they do. Amen? So what Jesus did was come and fix fixed it so that even though the law could not change us, it only showed us up where we were shortcomings. But Jesus came and redeemed us and washed the law out of the way and gave us redemption through his blood. That's why the judgment of the world was on the cross with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why when he died, amen, he fulfilled what the devil was hoping he wouldn't fulfill. The devil was hoping to kill him off and that'd be the end of it. But when Jesus died, he just fulfilled what he come here to do, to free us from sin. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We had nothing to do with it, that part. But then the sins we did that we knew we were doing, God redeemed us from that too. If we would just repent of our sins and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and turn to him and let him fill us with the gift of the Holy Ghost, we're on clean street then. He's washed away all our sins and thrown it off in the sea of forgetfulness. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men unto me. It doesn't matter what color you are. He said, I'm going to draw you to me. Doesn't matter where you come from. But he said, I'll draw all men unto me. If you just lift me up, hallelujah, just lift me up, I'll draw you to me. Whether you're in Africa, whether you're in New York, hallelujah, praise God. Whether you're in South America, any place here in America, I'm going to draw all men unto me. I'm going to draw those drunkards. I'm going to draw those dope addicts. I'm going to draw those whoremongers. I'm going to draw those that are prostituting. I will draw all men unto me. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Jesus said, don't worry about it. Just let me get up on the cross. If I can get up on the cross, folks will look to the cross and be saved. It reminds me of the song that says, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens on my heart rolled away. It was there by faith. Hallelujah. Woo! I tell you, I can shout off of that right now. Thank God for Jesus going to the cross.